Watch, car drives through roadblock in Denver, hits protester. By Dylan Gwynn on September 23, 2020. A large group of demonstrators set up a roadblock in Denver on Wednesday night, as part of the wave of protests that swept over the country in wake of the grand jury decision in the Breonna Taylor case. However, one motorist decided that they weren't going to sit by while protesters surrounded their car. As the crowd gathered and began leaning on one particular vehicle, the driver slammed the gas and sent one rioter hurtling to the ground. Watch. Disturbingly, police vehicles can be seen in the background yet made no attempt to help extract the motorist from the crowd. As Breitbart's Joel Polak wrote, a grand jury indicted one officer, Brett Hankison, for wanton endangerment for allegedly firing into neighboring apartments. Two other officers involved, Sergeant Jonathan Mattingly and Detective Miles Cosgrove, were not charged. Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron convened a special press conference to announce the grand jury's decision and to answer journalists' questions. After expressing his condolences to Taylor's family, Cameron explained that the officers who had shot Taylor would not be charged because they had been fired upon first, and because her boyfriend, Kenneth Walker, testified that they had knocked first. Within hours of Cameron's announcement, protests had broken out in several cities across the country. In Denver, protests began at the state capitol. Before long, demonstrators had begun moving out to other parts of the city. The violence that spread across the country on Wednesday began in Louisville, where local authorities attempted to quell the unrest. Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher declared a state of emergency Tuesday out of concern for potential civil unrest following the decision, UPI reports. The declaration allowed him to set curfews. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, D., authorized 500 National Guard members for service in Louisville,